We're pleased to present for you the weekly sermon broadcast from the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa, where God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Our first reading is in the lectionary and comes from the book of Timothy. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be offered for everyone, especially those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all. It is my wish, then, that in every place the people should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. We also read a short passage with the words of Jesus from the beginning and end of chapter 14 in the Gospel of John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
Thank you, Skylin. I purposely chose to wear red and green today because I'd like you to take a trip in your mind back 9 months ago. At that point, we were celebrating the Christmas season, lighting candles, listening to holiday music, and reading the gospel with the angel proclaiming peace and goodwill throughout the earth. We always like to think of Christmas as a peaceful time. It is, as Charles Dickens wrote, a kind, forgiving, charitable time when men and women open their shut-up hearts freely and think of other people as if they really were fellow passengers to the grave. All around the world, even people who aren't Christian celebrate Christmas as a time of peace and happiness. It's easy to think of peace at Christmas, but sadly, 9 months later, things have changed. We find ourselves in a world where peace seems disturbingly far away. We hear about Russia and Ukraine every day, but there's war in many other countries too. As of this month, the United Nations had identified 36 nations around the world that are either at war or in armed domestic conflicts. Here in our own country, we see hatred becoming normalized and calls for overcoming violence with more violence. And some of the worst suffering on earth is found in the place we celebrate at Christmas, the Holy Land where Jesus was born. So it's in an atmosphere very different from Christmas time that we find ourselves on the International Day of Peace. We need to bring the cycle back. Now more than ever, we need to remember Jesus' words to his disciples that we read in our gospel today. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. It can seem frustrating or overwhelming when we think of all the problems in our world, but Jesus is there to offer peace to us and to urge us to work to bring peace to the world. The theme for the International Day of Peace is Act Now for a Peaceful World. And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says, a time of turbulence, turmoil, and uncertainty means it is critical for everyone to take concrete action to mobilize for peace. Everyone has a role to play. We must speak up against violence, hate, discrimination, inequality, practice respect, and embrace the diversity of our world. The website for the World Peace Day notes that there are many ways that we all can act right now. Spark conversations about the urgent need for understanding, nonviolence, and disarmament. Volunteer in your community. Listen to voices different than your own. Challenge discriminatory language, especially in the workplace. Report bullying both online and offline. Take time to verify facts before you post on social media. Make purchases from socially responsible brands. And donate to organizations that promote human rights. Our reading from Timothy is one of the lectionary readings suggested for today, and it reminds us of another way we can act for peace. Paul urges us to pray for our leaders, and that means even the leaders with whom we might disagree. Whether we like it or not, it's those leaders who have power in our world, and it's up to us to pray for them and prod them to work for peace as well. Let's make this International Peace Day something more than just a gathering around the peace pole and singing a few songs. Our actions speak louder than words, so let's make those actions lead to peace that lasts longer than the Christmas season, but brings at least as much joy to people everywhere.
O God of peace, forgive us for standing back as we witness the chaos in our world. Forgive us for our attitudes of indifference as we watch the garden of humanity being consumed by weeds of violence, war, hunger, greed, and corruption. Show us, God, how to be better artisans of peace, to resolve conflicts through dialogue, to replace weapons of war with acts of kindness and compassion, to respect the human rights of all peoples, to transform fear of our neighbors with trust, to abolish the deepening divisions between rich and poor. O God of peace, we hold our world in the palm of our hands. Forgive our past failures and guide us as we promise to work for a world of peace. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.